This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, so this is the best of lunchtime radio. Happy Workers' Day, happy holiday. It is the first Friday and the first day of the month of May. Hope you're having yourself a fantastic Friday afternoon. Speaking of which, we are diving straight into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. On the line, it is our very own resident motoring journalist, Prashirvan Naidu. He's back behind the wheel. And this week, he's been getting acquainted with the MGHS, a striking British-born, a Chinese-built SUV. He'll be giving us the full lowdown on that, along with his motoring tip and the Friday jam to kickstart this long weekend. So on the line right now, good afternoon, Prashirvan. Happy first day of the month. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Kimbash. How fantastic and yourself?
I'm great, man. Let's dive straight into it, Prashirvan. I mean, the MGHS. What stood out for you in terms of the design and overall premium feel?
Well, hey, at first impressions, I was quite impressed by this car. It looks very good in the metal. Very, well, I wanted to say it's bold, purposeful, especially in the front end. I think it's a chef's kiss information. You have a very striking rear end. But I think the inspiration they've drawn it from, I believe, the London Shard building in the lighting signature. So there's some little nice, you know, elements that give it some character. But overall, it appears to be quite premium, and especially for its pricing, it's just under 500 grand and very well proportioned.
All right, now let's open the door and enter the car, right? And I mean, how does the cabin experience feel, especially when it comes to this price?
All right, so I was quite impressed. Out of all Chinese cars I've driven, this seems to be quite a very well-defined cabin, very well-insulated, especially on the road. And you're getting quite a nice amount of features. Panoramic sunroof, heated seats, adaptive cruise control. They've thrown in so many safety systems that I've had to just turn up all of them because it can be quite irritating at times. But one or two drawbacks would be the infotainment screen. I think it's not the most intuitive in its segment, but apart from that, it's still quite nice. And okay, of course, the odd few creaks in the cabin here and there, but it still makes sense and still is quite a big highlight for jam-packed in terms of features.
Now, most definitely. Now, out on the road, how does it perform? You know, is it more about comfort or the driving enjoyment?
So definitely leans towards comfort. I quite like it. I see the Chinese love throwing in the popular 1.5-liter turbocharged motor. It's seen in a lot of cars, especially, you know, Chinese SUVs, and this definitely feels quite nice. It is turbocharged, got a nice amount of power, 125 kilowatts for the everyday trek. Fuel-wise, got about 8 liters per 100 kilometers, and I think the problem would be with the dual-clutch transmission. At times, it does, you notice a slight hesitation at low speed, but it's quite typical for a dual-clutch transmission, and just overall, it's quite, you know, you go and cruise, and obviously, if you give it some foot, you are going to hear a lot of the droning noise from the engine, but I mean, it does come with the territory of the power plant.
Wow. Now, looking at the segment, I mean, which rivals does it have firmly in its sights?
All right, so you've got some very established rivals. You've got the Toyota Corolla Cross, you've got the Mazda CX-5, the Volkswagen Tiguan, and even the Hyundai Tucson. And I'll even throw in a few Chinese rivals like the Moto C7, Chery Tiggo 7, and we'll say, what else can we say, the Haval H6. And this obviously starts just under 500,000 rand. So it is more of an attractive opinion or option for buyers who want some premium play, but without, you know, forking out a lot of cash.
Now, I mean, briefly in the news front, Prashirvan, what is the latest, you know, in the motoring world?
All right. So, yes, recently I attended a few car launches that I was quite impressed. I saw Corolla had given the Corolla Cross GRS some new set of wings. It's a bit more refreshed. It looks a lot more nicer in the metal, especially in the cabin. It was in need of a major overhaul. It wasn't looking as good before, but now I can safely say it's up there and just overall it looks quite nice. Obviously, the engine is still the same, but it's a makeover. And then I see Jetour has launched the plug-in hybrid for the Jetour P1 and P2. So that's quite cool for them. I remember we chatted about it a while ago, and it looks like they've taken the Defender and, you know, copied that and put it, you know, give it as this SUV. But it looks quite nice in the metal. So that, yeah, that's it on the news front.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Prashirvan. And before I let you go, can you give us the motoring a tip and also that hot jam to kickstart the long weekend?
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So take your time before buying a car. Just don't don't just drive one and decide. Pick a few options in the segment back to back if you can. It's the only way you'll really understand what, you know, what suits your driving style and what feels right for you. And we're going to end up with Guna. Today I did good.
Thank you so much, Pashir, and have yourself a fantastic long weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Have a blessed one, King Bash, and to the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.